Is your church in need of a brand new flyer design? You're in the right place. We're here to help. My name is Eric Pizarro with Advanced Creative Design. We are offering all listeners of this podcast a 10% discount off their very first order. Feel free to send us an email at advancedcreativedesign23@gmail.com. Also, make sure you mention in that email that you heard us here on this podcast. Our website will be up soon, but in the meantime, we will be glad to help. God bless you all. We look forward to working with you. Make it a great day.
Welcome to the Taking the Land podcast. This is your home for daily audio sermons from Christian Fellowship Ministries. God has gifted our fellowship with some of the finest preachers in the world, and we want to share.
Are you in need of a passport in a hurry? Look no further. Global Passport Express is here to help. With our efficient and reliable services, we can process your passport in as quick as 7 days. That's right, just 7 days. And that's not all. We specialize in visas for many countries, including popular destinations like China, India, and so much more. Whether you're planning a family vacation, a business trip, or your next mission trip, Global Passport Express is your one-stop solution for all your passport and visa needs. So why wait? Reach out to us today at 210-375-7525 to speak with one of our friendly and knowledgeable representatives. They will guide you through the process and answer any questions you may have. You can also visit our website at www.globalpassportexpress.com. For more information and to start your application online. It's quick, easy, and convenient. Mention this ad and receive 10% off any of our services. Don't let time constraints hold you back from your travel dreams. Trust Global Passport Express to deliver your passport fast, hassle-free, and with a smile. Global Passport Express, your passport and visa experts. Get ready to explore the world.
Praise God. You know, I just want to encourage everybody to make it out to the marriage and single seminars in McAllen. And, you know, I mean, it will be a great investment for your marriage and for your singleness, you know. And, you know, I mean, I believe it's good for us to get instruction, especially from the Word of God. You know what I mean? Because how many know that we can do it on our own, on our own hints or what we believe? You know what I mean? We believe off the Word of God and as well godly guidance, you know, that we get from our pastors and our leaders, you know. And it's good for your marriage. You know, if you're married, you know what I mean? It's good to go out there. Or if you're single, you know, it is good for you to go out there as well. You know, so that God can help you in you know, in what God is trying to do in your life. Amen. So I just want everybody to make it out. Amen. There is a van available, and y'all guys can go happily together in the van, and, you know, and come back safely. Amen. And go with the Word of God. Amen. Being fed to you over there. Amen. So praise God. Have your Bibles, Ephesians 6, chapter 10. I mean, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 12. Amen. I'm going to be preaching this evening. Amen. And, you know, I have been inspired, amen, to start another sermon series. And this sermon series that I'm going to be doing is going to be just done on Wednesdays unless there's another special event that happened, you know, as we did it the last time. And, you know, and so then I'm going to be doing it on spiritual warfare, you know, and I believe that, you know, that it's going to be a timely a sermon series for us as a church, you know, for us to understand that there is a spiritual warfare that is taking place. You know, spiritual warfare is the unseen battle. There's an unseen war or battle that is raging around us every single day. You know, and it is necessary for us as believers or as new believers in Christ to understand that there is a battle, there's a spiritual warfare that is going on, you know, and even though that we don't see it, there's something out there. There's demonic forces and powers that are going against us, you know, and so we're going to read off of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 13. Here's the words of the Apostle Paul that he is writing. He wrote to the Ephesians and letting them know that there is a battle that is taking place, you know, and it is for them to understand that there's a spiritual battle and that there needs to be an engagement into the spiritual battle so that the battle could be won. And it is here on Ephesians 6 where we're going to read this evening, and it is sermon number 1. So it says here, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the powers of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this dark age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly realm." I'm going to read that again. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this dark age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, tonight for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray right now, God, that you would move in this service. God, you speak to your church. God, you speak to every believer, Lord. You speak to every new convert and old saint, Lord, that's in this place. I pray, Father, that you open their eyes, God, and show them and help them to understand that there is spiritual warfare. There's a spiritual battle that is raging around us, Lord. I pray, Father, that you anoint this message, God. Bring us understanding and revelation. God, speak to us tonight, Lord. Give us the upper hand that we have, Lord, and your word, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, and God's people say amen and amen. So I want to preach this sermon that I've entitled Spiritual Warfare. Amen. So praise God. So first thing I'm going to talk about tonight is I'm going to talk about spiritual warfare. You know, and the truth and reality is that there is a spiritual battle that is raging around us. It's a battle that we could not see. It's a battle that you know, I mean, you're not going to see a bomb going off or so forth. But the truth is that there is a spiritual battle that is taking place in an unseen realm. You know, there's a physical realm in which we live in. And then as well, there is the spiritual realm in where spirits operate. You know, and the truth is that there is a battlefield, and the battlefield is our heart. The battlefield is our heart, where there is a battle of good and evil that are operating in the physical realm and the spiritual realm so that they can take a hold of the physical realm, and that is our hearts. You know, in the Bible, the physical realm is described as the visible creation of God. And that is talking about or is including the earth, heaven, and everything within them. And in Christianity, it teaches that there are two parts to reality, which is the physical or material and the spiritual, which is the physical realm is everything that has to do with the universe, which was created by God and is overseen by him. And the spiritual realm is the unseen realm that overlaps with the physical realm, and usually in visibility, but sometimes in a way that could be seen. You know, and the truth is that there's a physical realm, and there is a spiritual realm, And in spiritual warfare, it is that there is, it's an unseen battle between good and evil. It is God and his angels, and it is the devil and his demons. And it is a battle that is taking place around us. It is an unseen battle, for the Bible says in our text, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this dark age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, you know. And the truth is that when this unseen battle that us Christians go through, it is a battle that is not flesh and blood. It is not a battle that we're going, that we could see. It is a spiritual battle that is in the heavenly places. It is, or in other words, it's a battle that is raging in the heavenly realm, you know. And it is, you know, us as believers in Christ, you know, when we get saved, we enter into a spiritual battle, you know, because when we're not saved, we're held captive, we're held by the devil. The devil has us where he wants us to be. But when we get saved, you know what? There's a deliverance in our lives where we have been set free from the hands of the devil, you know. And it is, we're put right into battle when we get saved. When we get saved, you know what? We now have changed, you know, from one team, and now we go to the other team, you know. And now, you know, the devil is against us. Now when we get saved, you know what? We become a target for the devil. You know, and it is, you know, many people have experienced, you know, hey, you know what, when I got saved, you know, before I got saved, you know, I mean, all of these things were not happening, but now I got saved, now these things are happening, you know. And that is because when you get saved, you become a target. You become, you know, there's a big bullseye on your back that says, hey, you know what, now you're welcome into the battle, you know. And it is a battle, you know what, that we go against. It is a spiritual battle with principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this dark age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly realm, you know. And it is, when we get saved, you know what, we enter into another dimension, you know, in life. Where we're, you know, no longer, you know, somebody who was just, you know, out in the world. Now we are engaged in a battle and in a war. And in our text, the Apostle Paul is saying, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Where the Apostle Paul is saying, hey, you know, there's a reality of warfare. You know, there is a reality, you know, and you need to be strong in the Lord. You need to put on the armor of God, because there is a war that is raging. There is a war that is taking place, which is unseen, you know. And what I mean by it being unseen is that you're going through problems. You're going through situations in your home. You know, you're going through marriage problems. You're going through relational problems. You're going through financial difficulties. You're going through depression. You're going through mind battles. You're going through all of these things, you know. And all of these things, you know, is not flesh and blood. It's not, you know, your car broke down, you know, or, you know, on your way to church you get into an accident. We heard that about Melissa. You know, that is not flesh and blood. It's demonic. It's demonic forces. You know what? That are coming against us. That are bringing this raging, this war against us. You know, and it is this unseen battle that we don't see, but there is a spiritual warfare. You know, when people fall into rebellion. You know, you may think it's them, but part of it is them. But there's demonic forces behind that. You know, people don't backslide just from one day to the next. You know, that they fall into temptations. You know, how many know that part of spiritual warfare is temptation? You know what I mean? How many know that spiritual war is to get you out of line so the devil could have his way in you? You know, and it is, you know, the ways of the devil, you know, that he wants to take a hold of God's people and take them out of the fight. You know, and it is, you know, not flesh and blood that we're up against, but we're up against a spiritual army that is in the heavenly places, that is in the heavenly realms, you know. And there's one story that I like to think about is about Elijah, you know, his servant, you know, who was surrounded, you know, because they had surrounded Jerusalem, you know, and it is in this story that they were surrounded. And the Bible says that this man, you know, did not believe, you know what I mean? He thought that the physical was just, you know, the only life that there was, or the only thing that was in motion. But in reality, he didn't know that there was a spiritual realm where the Bible says that when the servant of the man of God got up in the morning, the Bible says that there was horses and chariots surrounding the city, you know, and the Bible says that he was afraid. He was afraid, and he went to the prophet, and the Bible says that Elijah prayed. He said, "Oh Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And the Bible says that then the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he looked, and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. You know, and the Bible says that as the enemy came down towards him, Elijah prayed to the Lord, and he struck those people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness as Elijah had asked. And Elijah told him, this is not the road, and this is not the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you are looking for. And he led him to Samaria. You know, so it is, you know, here in this story that the servant of the man of God, Elisha, did not understand, you know what, that there were more of them than the enemy. You know, and this is talking to us and telling us tonight that there's a spiritual battle that is raging. We may not see it, we may not understand it, but this sermon series that I'm going to be doing is for you to understand, you know what, that we're in a spiritual battle. There is a war that is raging. You know, you're coming to church again to a flat tire. You know, hey, you know what I mean? Sometimes things don't happen just because, you know what I mean, accidentally. Things happen because there's something behind that. There's a hindrance. You know, the Apostle Paul would says in his letters, he says that every hindrance that came upon his way, you know, he caught it as an attack of the devil. He caught it as you know what, the devil is hindering us, the devil is stopping us, you know, the devil is trying to do this and that to stop me from preaching, you know. And the thing is that is how the devil attacks. The devil attacks, you know, he used his spiritual forces to stop us. You know, and in our text, he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." You know, and secondly, I'm going to talk about ready for battle. Because the truth is that many Christians don't believe that. Or many Christians have never heard of that. They believe that it's just, you know what I mean, living in the flesh. They think it's just, you know what I mean, a one-dimensional world or two-dimensional world. But actually, it's a three-dimensional world that there is more than to meets the eye. There is more, you know what, behind what we see in reality. There is more than what we see in life. You know, and the truth is, like it or not, you don't believe in the spiritual realm, but the truth is that it's there. And there's a battle that is raging on. And in our text, the Apostle Paul is bringing the reality of a warfare. He's said to be strong in the Lord and put on the armor of God so that you could stand against the devil, so that you could stand against the wiles of the devil, you know, and it is that the devil, you know, he's cunning, he's a trickster, you know, he has a craftiness in him that he knows, you know what, how to attack, you know. And for us as believers in Christ, you know what, we gotta not be left out in the dark, you know, when there is all of these things happening in our lives. You know, it comes when, you know, I mean, you're having a financial difficulty. You know what? You're going through a certain circumstance, you know, in your life, you know, that just seems odd. Saying, hey, you know what? We made this decision to serve God, and, you know, and all of these things start happening, you know. And you think about that, you know, it's like, hey, you're doing something good. You know what I mean? Could it be that you're doing something good because you're coming to church? You know, could it be that hey, you know what? You're living for God. And, you know, and now the devil's like, hey, you know what? I want to stop this man. I want to stop this woman, you know, and I'm going to attack spiritually into our lives, you know. And it is for us to understand, you know, that there's a spiritual war. There's a spiritual battle that is going on, you know. And the truth is, church, that we have the upper hand. We have the upper hand because of the Word of God. The Word of God is telling us that there's a spiritual battle. And it's telling us that there's a devil who has his demonic angels behind him that are there, you know, to rage war against God's people. They're there to rage against God's plan, you know. And there's one thing that I could say, you know what, if right now you're getting attacked demonically, you know, I mean, there's things that are going on in your life, you know, you're doing something good. That means that you're serving God. That means that you're living clean. You're living righteousness. You know what I mean? And it is when you're doing something for good for God, that is when the devil attacks. Because I'll tell you one thing, if you're living in sin, you're not going to get attacked. You know, he's going to leave you alone. You know what I mean? I've known people that get saved, you know, they have a powerful calling from God, you know, and all of a sudden there's a warrant coming in for the arrest, you know, or you know, accident or whatever the case may be, you know, and these things happen because, you know what, the devil's attacking, you know, and for us as believers, you know what, we need to understand that there's a spiritual battle that is taking place where the devil wants to stop us, where the devil wants to bring a hindrance in our lives, you know, and it is for us to understand, you know, just like in any battle, there's an enemy, and we got to understand that there's a devil who has his demonic forces that is trying to stop the plan of God that he has for us and in our lives, amen, because the devil...
Pastors, disciples, ministry leaders, how many visitors have you lost track of in the last year? Don't you wish there was a better way to stay in contact with people who have visited your church? Like it or not, text messages are the way people communicate today. Some stats to consider: 90% of people prefer text messages over calls. 90% of texts are read within 3 minutes. 45% of text messages get a response. We want to share a solution that our church has started using with great success. It's called Text in Church. Born out of a church plant, the Text in Church creators know what it's like to struggle to get the word out and make meaningful connections with members and guests. More than 35,000 church leaders use this platform weekly to boost attendance and deepen relationships. This is a great solution to help people connect with their churches in a simple, meaningful way. When you use the link in the show notes to create an account, you'll get an instant $100 credit toward all future services. Why not give it a try? Start a free trial using our exclusive referral link below. Text in Church is the number one texting software for churches to make your community feel known, noticed, and loved.
He's an enemy of our soul. And he wants to destroy what God has for us. That's why I said, you know, I mean, there's a spiritual battle, and there's a battlefield, and that is your heart. You know, and the battle is, they're fighting over your heart, is God and the devil, to see who wins your heart. You know, and that is, you know, the reason for this spiritual battle. You know, that the devil wants to take as much people as he wants with him to hell. You know, and he's deceiving. You know, the Bible says that he is a father of lies. You know, he likes to lie to people. He likes to tell a man, no, you're not wanted here no more. You know what, this and that, you know, and people fall for that lie. You know, and that is what the devil does. He lies to you. He wants to tell you, man, you know what, pastor don't care about you, you know, and you know, the church don't care about you, and you know, and this and that, and you know what, and so the devil brings all of these lies because he wants to win. He wants to win your heart, you know what, and once he gets you out of church, you know what, he won. You know? Well, once he gets you out of church, and you could have your reasons why, but the devil won. You know, and that is what the devil wants. You know, but us as Christians, you know what? We have the upper hand. We have the word of God, you know, that reveals to us that, you know what we're up against is not flesh and blood, but it is against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this dark age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness, and in the heavenly realm, you know, we have the upper hand. You know, before there is a battle, before there is war, you know, well, we have technology, you know, where we have satellites, we have spy planes, you know what I mean, where they go in and they monitor the land, you know, before we invaded into Iraq, you know, or Afghanistan. You know what, we went into the land, you know, not physically, but we use drones, you know, and probably we have some intel, whatever, you know, that gave us information, you know, but they were able to take out targets even before they went in, you know, and it is because of that they were able to have the victory, because they went in before they even went into the battle. You know, it is for us as believers, we have, you know, the upper hand, because we have the word of God. God reveals to us that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. You know, we know sometimes we go street preaching, you know, people peel out, and I mean, people, you know, sometimes can do, you know, I mean, harmful things. We know about that guy in Arizona, they shot him back of the head. You know what, that's demonic. Those are demonic forces, you know what, that are trying to hinder us, that is trying to stop the work of God. But we have the upper hand. You know what, you're trying to do something for God, you know what, and all of hell breaks loose, you know, and a lot of people could get discouraged, you know, but you have to understand is that it's a spiritual warfare, it's a spiritual battle. You know, me and my wife, we know when it's a battle. We know when it's a spiritual battle, when things are going, you know what I mean, wrong, you know when you start seeing, hey, you know what, why is this happening? Okay, that's happening, you know, and that is happening, you know what I mean, we come to an agreement and say, hey, you know what, we have the upper hand. We know that what we're going through is spiritual. There's a spiritual battle. You know, and if we have no idea that there's a spiritual battle going on in our lives, you know, we think it's physical, you know what I mean, and it's not spiritual, we think it's flesh and blood, guess what? You're going to lose the battle, you know, because you're not going to be praying, you're not going to be laying a hold of God, you're going to be operating against the flesh, you know what I mean, because we are up against a highly organized army, you know, that is up against us. You know, we're not dealing with flesh and blood, but we're in reality dealing with demonic forces that are there to hinder us. We're coming against demonic influences that want to hinder us. That is raging war against us, you know, and we have the upper hand on that. We have the word of God that tells us, you know, and it is where Paul is telling the Ephesians, saying, hey, you know what, be ready for battle, be ready, be strong, in the Lord. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, and I'm going to tell you this morning, that's all that we have. That's all that we could ever have is have the power of God. That is the only thing that we have to fight back. There is no other power. There's no other strength that we could have, which is the power of God. We have the armor of God. You know, and if we want to battle, if we want to be ready for battle, we need to put on the armor of God. Yes, you know, and the only way that we could put on the armor of God is if we pray. If we fast, if we pray against that issue, if we pray against, you know what, that demonic force, if we pray for our family, we pray for our children, you know what, we pray for our finances, you know, we pray for all these things, because the devil knows where to attack. You know, when you're doing good, you know, you clean house, you know, you clean house and you let go of that demonic thing that's in your house. You know, and I'm talking about both physically and spiritually. When you clean house, when you get rid of that sin, when you get rid of that witchcraft, you know, guess what happens? That devil's going to attack. One spirit leaves and it comes back and it's going to want to attack. And it brings with itself seven other demons. You know, that demonic force will come back into your life. You know, and for us as believers, you know what? We need to be ready. We need to be ready with the power of God in us. Because thirdly, I'm going to talk about fighting the spiritual battle. Because the thing is that there is a spiritual battle that is raging in our lives. You know, there's a battle that is raging and we need to be ready for it. Be ready, man. Just like a boxer, you know, he goes into the boxing ring, he picks up his hands. His guard's up. He's not down. You're down right there, and I mean, they're going to slap you. Like that. You know what I mean? You cannot go into the battle with your hands down. You have to go up with your arms up, hands up. You know, ready to throw hands. Ready to throw hands. I heard that. Amen. You know, but we got to be ready to fight that spiritual battle. 1 Peter says, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. You know, and it is here the words of Peter that is telling us, you know what? Be alert and be sober-minded. You know what I mean? Have your mind straight. You know what I mean? Don't be drunk, but be sober. Be alert. You know what I mean? Be watching out. You know what I mean? Be looking out. Because your enemy, the devil, it isn't your friend, the devil. Your enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. You know, which it is telling us, you know what, that the devil is ready to destroy us. And we need to fight the spiritual battle. Because the truth is that there's a battle that is going on regardless of our opinion. But the truth is, tonight is either you're a victor or you're a victim. You know, a victim is somebody who doesn't fight and thinks, oh, you know, Joe Osteen mentality. Oh, you're blessed life now, and you know, it's just and happy and love, you know, and it's hey, there's war. There's war that is taking place. You know, so it's either you're a victor or you're a victim. You know, because the truth is that Jesus has come and conquered. You know, Jesus has already came and conquered. He has already won the war. He has already won the battle in the heavens. You know, we have the victory. You know, and the truth is, as I said it before, a lot of Christians, you know, they battle not in victory. They battle, you know what I mean, muy apenas. You know what I mean? They barely fight, you know, they don't fight, you know what I mean? I remember the sermon of Pastor Scott Lamb. He put soldier or snowflake. You know, soldier or snowflake, you know. And the truth is that, you know, many people are not soldiers, they're snowflakes, they don't fight. They don't rage in the war. You know, but the truth is that we have the victory. Jesus already won. He already won the battle in the spiritual realm when he died on the cross. Jesus says on Matthew 28:18, it says, "All authority has been given to me in the heavens and on the earth," where he is telling us, hey, you know, I have authority. I have authority over the enemy. I have gone into the enemy's lines, and I see where they have, you know, all of their landmines. I know where they have, you know what I mean, all of their bombs. I know where they have, you know what I mean, all of their camps and you know, and roads and all of these things. I already laid that out for you. You know, whereas Jesus says, you know what, he has all authority. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I have given you authority." Where the Bible says that Jesus has given you authority, given us authority to trample over snakes, scorpions, and to overcome the powers of all the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You know, where the Bible is telling us that Jesus himself, God in the flesh, says, hey, you know what? I have all the authority to over all the authority in heaven and earth, and I have given authority to you so that you could have authority over snakes and scorpions to overcome all the powers of the enemy. You know, which it is saying, you know what, don't go and become a snake dancer because I have authority over snakes and scorpions. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's not talking about that. It's not talking about spiritual scorpions and spiritual snakes and stuff like that. It's talking about, you know what I mean, physically. It's talking spiritually. Demons, demonic powers, you know, and that is the power and dominion that Jesus has given unto us, that God has given to you and I as believers. Matthew 18:20, here's the words of Jesus. He says, "See, I tell you the truth, that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loosen on earth will be loosening in heaven." You know, and it is here with this power and this authority that God has given unto us, it will take effect. You know, when you loosen, right now, you know, we pray, you always heard us, you know, we pray, loosen right now that spirit, you know, of death, or whatever spirit we pray against, we loosen so that spirit can be released, so that spirit can be released from that person's life. You know, and it is, you know, through our prayers, that we pray through that spiritual authority that we have in Jesus' name, we could bound and we can loosen. And it will take effect because it is the power of God that God has given unto us. You know, and we understand that. You know, when we understand that, you know, and we're praying for our situation, it makes a difference. You know, a lot of people don't think prayer is that powerful. They just think, oh, no, they, you know, I mean, you just come and just talk to God. But no, you know, when you ask him according to his will, you know, God will listen. You know what I mean? God wants you to be set free. You know, God wants you to be blessed. Of course, he's going to pray, oh, God, give me $1 million. He's not going to give it to you. If you could handle it, probably he will. But if you get all crazy and spending, he's not going to give it to you because it might take you away from the will of God. You know, but you could pray for your loved ones. Pray for your sons and your daughters, you know, that are being rebellious towards God. You know, pray that God convicts them. You know what I mean? Pray that God moves in their heart. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. You know what? That God will get a hold of their heart. Because that's all we have. That's all we could do. I've been asked before, Pastor, what could I do, you know, for my loved one? Pray. I know, but, you know what I mean? Is there anything else besides prayer? Just pray. Pray that's all we have. Prayer. Amen. You know, and that is the only way, you know what, that we could be able to have that power of Christ is for us to be strong in the Lord and in his power and his might. And it is when we pray, we put on the armor of God. You know, because the truth is that we all have an armor that God has given us. Because there's a battle that is raging, and we need to be ready. And for us to fight the spiritual battle, we got to put on the armor of God. And we put on the armor of God, you know, it is activated through prayer. And it is through prayer that we activate the power of God that's in us so that we could go against these demonic forces. Luke 10:17-20, it talks about the 72 that they returned when Jesus had sent them out to go to cast out demons, for them to go and pray for the sick. And the Bible says that the 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even demons submit to us in your name." You know, and Jesus replied and said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And I give you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy, that nothing will harm you." You know, and it is for us to understand is that, you know, we want to fight this spiritual battle that is raging around us. You know, this battle, you know, that is taking place in our lives. You know, there's no other way that we're going to win it through prayer. There is no other way that you know, we got to pray, we got to fast, you know, we got to lay a hold of God and get our strength from God, because there's no other way. 2 Corinthians 10:3, it says, "For through we live in the world, we do not rage war as the world does." You know, and here Paul is saying that, you know what, as we live in the world, we will not wage war as the world does. You know what I mean? Our 45s, you know what I mean? Our knives, you know, our grenades, you know what I mean? All of those things are not going to protect us in the spiritual realm. You know, it's not going to protect us. For Paul says, "The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power that demolish strongholds." You know, and it is, you know, the power of God that is within us is what's going to help us, you know what, rage war against the enemy. It's going to help us to overcome the strategies from hell. It's going to help us overcome, you know, the things that are trying to hinder us, the things that give us mind battles, the things that give us, you know what I mean, financial difficulties. Sometimes financial difficulties is yourself. You know how to manage your money, but, you know, that's another sermon. But it is the power of God, the armor of God, that God has given unto us. And it is, you know, the casting out of demons, prayer, you know, and fasting and all of these things. You know what? The reading of the Word of God is what gives us revelation and understanding. You know, the Bible says that God will give us a spirit of discernment. You know, and there's many of you here, you know what, that you're getting beat up spiritually. You know, you're going through a situation, you know what, and you don't see it as it being spiritual, but you see it as flesh and blood. You know, you're going through something. Oh, man, it's my boss. Man, it's my wife. Man, you know, oh, my husband. You know, it's a spiritual battle. You know, my car keeps breaking down. You know, oh, this and that, you know, and you're getting defeated because you're not seeing it as for what it is. You're seeing it as flesh and blood, you know, but in reality, is how the Word of God says that you're up against principalities, dark forces, demonic forces of the heavenly realm that are hindering you, that are bringing all of these things in your life because you haven't gotten that revelation of discernment, of saying, "Man, you know what? That's spiritual. You know, man, you know what? That's thinking devil, man. You know, where you go talk to your wife and say, "Babe, you know what? It's the devil." You know what I mean? I'll be honest. There are times that me and my wife have came into some revelations of discernment that say, "Man, babe, you know what? That's demonic, babe. It's the devil, you know?" You know, you're fighting with your wife a lot. You know, hey, the devil wants you to fight with your wife. You know, and when you get that discernment, you'd be like, man, you know what, stinking devil. And you start praying. You know what? I rebuke the devil. I rebuke his lies. You know, and it is when we understand all that, you know what? We will be able to battle in spiritual warfare. Jesus sent out the disciples, Mark 16:15. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues, and they will pick up snakes with their hands, and they will drink deadly poisons, and will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will be well. Verse 19, and after the Lord has spoken to them, he was taken up to heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And the disciples went out and preached everywhere. And when the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. You know, and it is here that is telling us, you know what, Jesus gave them all this power, this ability. You know, and the Bible says that he gave them the power to speak in new tongues, cast out demons, heal the sick, you know, and for them to have this power over the demonic, where the Bible says that the disciples went out, they preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them, and he confirmed his words by the signs that accompanied it. You know, which that is telling us that, you know, that the word of God, you know, if we believe it, just as the disciples did, you know what, they went out, they did miracles, they prayed for the sick, you know, they were able to handle the demonic demons, you know, demonic forces, the demonic hindrances that were in their lives to the power of God, you know, and we could do that. We could do that, but we just got to step out in faith. You know, you have these mind battles, go home and pray. You're having marriage problems, go pray for your wife, your husband. You know what, you're having financial difficulty. You know what, hey, you know what I mean, pray. God, help me in my finances. God, you know what, I'm going to be obedient. You know what, God, you know what, I need you to help me. My vehicle is breaking down all the time. You know, that's demonic. You know, the devil wants to stop you from coming to church. You know, and the devil's going to do as much as he can to bring you down. But if we understand that it's not a battle that's with flesh and blood, you know, we will always be defeated. We will never have the victory. But we do have the victory. If we believe, you know, that Jesus, you know, can give us that dominion and that power in our lives. Because it's already available for us. All we got to do is just act out on it. Just act out on it and believe in it, and it shall be done. Amen. With every head bowed and eye closed in reverence to God.
Hi, I'm Mike Ashcraft, pastor currently in Van Nuys, California. Pastor, man of God, your wife left everything to follow you in your dream. Are you going to leave her with nothing? The Bible says he who doesn't provide for his own is worse than an unbeliever and has denied the faith. As men of God, we're ready to stand before God due to tragedy at any moment's notice. But what about our families? What happens to them if we were to die? There's an easy financial solution so that they don't have to go through poverty or destitution. Call me today, 310-403-6471. That's 310-403-6471.